Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Scientists are now saying it was the largest impact on the Earth on record in a century. That is the sound of the meteorite exploding above Chelyabinsk, Russia, at about 9:30 a.m. local time. Officials there say almost 1,000 people have sought medical attention, many for cuts when windows were blown in. And, of course, later this afternoon, a large asteroid is going to pass by the Earth, missing us by about 17,000 miles. But it is raising the question, is the sky falling? Kelly Beatty is senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine. We've been talking to him in California. And, Kelly, the view of scientists has really evolved over this morning. Tell us more about what the thinking now is about how big this was.
Boy, it sure has changed, Robin. I spoke about a half an hour ago to Margaret Campbell-Brown, who's a meteor specialist at the University of Western Ontario. She's tapped into something called the Global Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Infrasound Network. This is a set of stations that records low-frequency sound waves based on that data. This is, for example, what you would detect the North Korean nuclear blast with. This meteor that came in over Chelyabinsk had the equivalent of 300,000 tons of TNT. Mm. It's essentially a nuclear bomb that went off in the skies over Russia today.
Oh, it's quite something. And when you saw the video as it approached, it looked like the comet with the tail, like a Superman cartoon. But then suddenly, as it came through the atmosphere, as you've told us, it goes from asteroid to meteor and burns up there, it exploded. Now, so tell us, put this in context. We've heard all morning that, well, this happens a lot, but we don't hear about it because it might be over the ocean. Is that true? I mean, put this in some context.
Well, since this infrasound network has been in place, this is certainly the largest impact that we've ever experienced. If these numbers bear out, statistically, it's the largest object to have hit the Earth since a similar object airburst over Siberia in 1908. The object, when it came in, probably just using some rough calculations, we don't know all the final answers yet, probably weighed somewhere in the neighborhood of 7,000 tons and was as much as 50 feet across when it came in.
Yeah.
So this is a huge object. This is not something that happens every day. And actually, we're lucky that it didn't hit over a little bit lower down or over a truly populated area, because the damage could have been quite much more substantial.
Look, and we don't want to confuse it with this asteroid that's going to miss the Earth by 17,000 miles or about 15 minutes. It's the size of half a football field, but as you have told us, that they're not at all the same. It's going in a different direction. But I just, people are conflating and thinking, well, it's all going on at the same time. Is something going on?
Yeah, no, there's no connection. It's just a coincidence. In fact, there was a report out of Russia that one opposition leader said that the Americans had set off a bomb over Russia just as a kind of warning shot. It's
crazy. That's silly. But yeah. I do want to ask you in just the minute we have, you've talked to us about how people are actually getting together to try to figure out some sort of warning systems for these meteors, or again, these asteroids as they come into the Earth's atmosphere and become meteors and land in meteorites. Where's the progress on that warning system?
So the UN has started to get interested in this. There are obviously astronomers who are tracking these kinds of objects. If we find one and we know it's going to hit, the UN would like to put in place a system for alerting local government officials so that they can do something about it, evacuate an area and so forth.
Well, but boy, it just feels that after today that effort might be jumped up just a little bit.
Well, this is definitely a wake-up call for sure.
Yeah. Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine on that meteor. By the way, we will post all the video that's coming in. People had their cell phones out taking pictures when this happened. We'll have it all for you at on facebook.com/hereandnowradio and at hereandnow.org. Kelly, thanks as always.
All right. Take care, Robin.
Thank you.